your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the program. We are back from the frozen tundra of Wisconsin. And it's a new week and another attempt to bring America to her knees by one Barack Obama and the liberal progressives. I'm sick of this. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the progressive liberals who think they know better than I do about how to run my own life. I'm fed up with and sick of the latest from this social engineering, call it this anti-capitalist, redistributionist, current occupant of this White House, Obama, as he lays out, I know you pay attention. I know you do. You listen to the show. As he lays out his free college, free phones, free internet, free health care, free illegal entry, rewarded by amnesty, free, free, free. And do you know how he wants to pay for all of this free stuff that goes to every freeloader I just mentioned? Except the hardworking, earning Americans, who it is now proposed by Barack Obama should have even more of their earnings confiscated. Remember that word, confiscated, by a lowly community organizer without the foggiest idea how to run a business or meet a payroll, by simply confiscating the wealth earned by millions of us to give to their choice of freeloader du jour. That means like soup of the day, okay? Liberals, du jour. It's always, you know, soup du jour. Whichever group they declare needs a quick dose of confiscated wealth to satisfy their own addiction to the redistribution of other people's things. But have no worry, because it only applies if you're rich in their eyes. Will you be required to pony up to the freeloaders? Another disingenuous play on words designed to make you think you're going to get something for free. What's wrong with everybody having health care? What's wrong with that? Take a listen to this from a CNN report. It was titled, Obama Tax Plan, Middle Class Credits Increases for Rich. It was written by Jim Acosta and Kevin Liptak at CNN. Updated, what I'm reading you today was updated at 8:55 a.m. this morning. There may have been a later update. I don't care. This hasn't changed. Take a listen to this, quoting from the CNN report. He will ask lawmakers, meaning Obama, to close a loophole. Where have we heard that before? Allowing capital gains on inherited funds to go untaxed. Did you hear what I said? Let's start over. He will ask lawmakers to close a loophole allowing capital gains on inherited funds to go untaxed, a so-called trust fund loophole. Man, the White House says allows billions of dollars in capital gains to go untapped by the government every year. This proposal, quoting, is doing what it is intended to do, which is to make sure that the large accumulated unearned wealth of the wealthiest Americans is actually subject to tax. That came from an Obama administration official. Continuing, we are quite confident, that official said, that we can do this in a way that achieves that objective while in fact helping middle-class families by putting those resources to better use. You don't know what the hell you're doing with the money you have. They do. How much more proof do you require? How much more proof is necessary to see what, in fact, it is that we are actually dealing with in America today? Loophole? Where have we heard that word before, gun owners? Loophole. You see, in order for this team of freedom haters to achieve their goal, they have to confiscate what you have. They must take what does not belong to them. They do so by creating these phony loopholes where none exist and use it as a tool to take what doesn't belong to them. In this latest example, they create this trust fund loophole by calling it that when there is no such thing as a trust fund loophole to begin with. Here's how they do it. They misinform you. They leave out the facts. They lie by omission. You've heard me say many times that the mainstream media controls this narrative not only by what they tell you and how they say it. Headline surfers know this, but also by virtue of what they don't tell you, what they leave out. In the case of these phony trust fund loopholes, they imply the money is untaxed, but they fail to remind you that the money that went into the trust fund, money that was already previously earned, was also previously taxed before it went into that said trust. And when you as an heir take possession of it, it is already after-tax money. Now, they create the loophole that claims, since you are the recipient of that said fund, somehow you are screwing the government out of money they have already taxed. It is confiscation, pure and simple, at its core. They are stealing what does not belong to them, and they are giving it to those who truly earned none of it. And remember this, an out-of-control government that will confiscate your money also has designs on your property. If this doesn't frighten every American, then this isn't a country that will survive much longer. Listen to this. I'm going to read that quote again. We are quite confident that we can do this in a way that achieves that objective. Of course, that objective being to confiscate, steal your money, to take what does not belong to them, that never belonged to them, that they, the government, never earn. You have to remember that governments do not earn anything. They take from those who earn. Governments do not create wealth. They steal and confiscate wealth. Now, pay attention here. We are quite confident that we can do this in a way that achieves that objective while, in fact, helping middle-class families by putting those resources to better use. Astonishing. Nothing short of astonishing. This is nothing short of an outright admission of a pure socialist agenda, in this case, redistribution of wealth, by an administration that has used the same exact technique, creating loopholes where none exist to come after our firearms freedoms. You're a gun owner, you know this, and they will in the future. They are now. We're seeing it happen in Washington, creating loopholes that they need to close, which result in confiscation of your things. These are the same techniques that were proposed previously by Feinstein, Schumer, Holder, and the rest of this merry band of, shall I call them, Marxists, who will stop at absolutely nothing, including now your own death. And I mean nothing, to take your freedoms at any cost. Remember this? Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Remember that? Now they've added the caveat, and while you're at it, give me all your money, too. Feinstein proposed taking firearms upon the owner's death. You remember that? Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, and while you're at it, give me your money. The fact that this mentality has taken even the weakest of roots at the highest levels of this government in what is left of the world's beacon of freedom is absolutely beyond frightening. There is no doubt in my mind that the future of our republic, as fragile as it currently is, and believe me, it is fragile, there is no doubt, no doubt in my mind whatsoever that the future of this republic rests squarely in the hands of millions of law-abiding gun owners and freedom lovers just like you who will never allow the unthinkable to happen. Let those who would try to take our freedoms be warned. Be warned. This is going to be one huge program. Joining me today as co-host of the show for the entire broadcast at my favorite studios in the country, The Answer, 860 The Answer, formerly WGUL. You know that as Talk 860 WGUL, now rebranded as 860 The Answer down in my hometown of Tampa, Florida, is the gun writer, Lee Williams. Lee, your audio is going to sound great. Welcome to the program, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's an honor to be here, Mark.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
This is going to be real fun. The only thing I'm lacking is the ability to sit across from you at that table, and I've done the show many times from that studio that you sit in. And we are going to have a absolutely great time today. You know, Lee, agree with me here, right? This perversion of the Constitution by these Marxists, these freedom haters, can only be stopped by those of us who cherish our freedoms as laid out in the greatest document protecting those freedoms, our Constitution. Are we going to let that stand?
No. And you've made loophole into a very terrifying word, like something like register or regulate.
Well, we go back to the Second Amendment, the very simple statements, the two that make up the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Well-regulated militia being you, gun owners, you. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's pretty simple, Lee. And you and I do this. You write about this every day. You get national attention at the Sarasota Herald Tribune. in your writings. We all know this to be the case, don't we?
Yes.
They want it.
Do.
They want it. They want it. And because of that, they want to take it. And we're seeing it manifest itself now with more taxes. This guy actually thinks he can tax this nation into prosperity. But taxing at the levels he's talking about is confiscation. And they admitted it. That unnamed White House advisor or spokesperson admitted it in those statements. Lee, when we come back, I'm going to give you a formal introduction, let everybody know who you are, officially welcome you here, and then we're just going to let it ride. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
We'll be right back. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio broadcast. We are going to have a tremendous amount of fun with you today. Joining me for the entire program down in the, Lee Williams, you're sitting in the Faith Talk 570 studios of 860 The Answer down there in Tampa, aren't you?
I am, 45 minutes north of Sarasota, my home.
Yeah, the home of Brian Johnson, also the lead singer for AC/DC, too.
Very proud home of Mr. Johnson.
I know where he lives, but I won't give out his address. Let me give some information to our listeners about you. But before I do that, I want to remind listeners, you can tweet us during the show at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio, with comments, questions, concerns, hates, loves, anything you want. We will be monitoring the feed throughout the program. We did it last week. We're going to do it from this point forward. We got tremendous response. Send us your thoughts. Anything you hear about here, let us know what it is, and we'll read you live on the air. Lee Williams is the gun writer. He can't remember a time in his life when he wasn't shooting. Before becoming a journalist, Lee served in the Army and worked as a police officer. He's earned a dozen National Journalism Awards as a reporter and three Medals of Valor as a cop. He is an NRA-certified law enforcement firearms instructor, an avid tactical shooter, and a training junkie, aren't we all? When he's not busy as an investigative reporter for the Herald Tribune, he is usually shooting his AKs, XDs, and CZs. And Lee, where can people find you and communicate with you on Twitter?
They can go to the Gunwriter, or actually it's HT_the Gunwriter.
And they can communicate with you, and we can communicate with them. Lee, it's a pleasure to have you here. Let's go into the analysis. You know, we talked a little bit off air, as we were prone to do from time to time. And when I saw that quote from CNN, I was angered, I was disappointed, I was saddened, but then I went right back to anger again. When an official, an administration official, makes the comment, this proposal is doing what it is intended to do, which is to take stuff from people, okay, they're confident that they can do it in a way that achieves that objective while, in fact, helping middle-class families by putting those resources to better use. These people don't trust us as far as they can pick us up and throw us.
I completely agree. It also signals his plans on how he plans to get along with the new Republican-controlled Congress.
Which is not.
Exactly.
This is an in-your-face, a blatant in-your-face attempt to, remind us as voters, I guess, that he doesn't care.
He's also looking to finalize his plan by raising $110 billion from fees imposed upon some of the biggest banks in the country, which would, of course, then be passed on to their customers. So, I mean, this is multifaceted here, Mark.
Okay. Well, when we talk about banks, and, you know, this is what I like about a conversation with you today. This conversation is really, truly unscripted. We can go in a million different directions. We have our bullet points we want to talk about today. But since you just mentioned banks, let's talk about Operation Choke Point. We have gun stores, lawful businesses around the country, who, through Eric Holder's Department of Justice, are losing their bank accounts because the banks are afraid of the response from the DOJ of doing business with companies that the DOJ doesn't like. In this case, gun stores. Banks, money, Obama, confiscation. What does this tell us? What does this add up to?
I think the word starts with a T. Sounds like tyranny.
Didn't we fight a war to stop this kind of taxation? Didn't we fight to break away from this?
And it's already affecting local gun shops. I'm hearing from gun owners that they're having trouble getting working capital, getting loans. It's already hit the ground.
It doesn't appear, at least I've not seen any light at the end of the tunnel yet. And when I saw that, it was fairly easy to tie it together because they use the word loophole.
Yeah.
And this is just another buzzword, brother. Loophole is a buzzword. Let's take the gun show loophole, right?
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
So-called does not exist. I can't tell you the number of guns I've purchased at gun shows, and every single time I've been run through a FFL.
Well, let's clarify this for those headline surfers who might be listening to the program for the first time and saying, that's not true. There is a loophole. You can buy guns from anybody at a gun show without getting a background check. You can buy a gun from your neighbor without getting a background check. Do you know why? Because it's your personal property. And it is a violation of federal law for you to sell it to someone who, what, Lee? Is not allowed to own it?
Exactly.
So, go ahead.
And every dealer almost every booth at almost every gun show is run, is owned, is operated by an FFL. And it's a federal crime for him to sell a federally firearms licensed dealer. It's a crime for him to sell a firearm without running a background check.
Of course. And what these people are talking about, they're playing on the weak, the vulnerable, the headline surfer, who have never attended a gun show. They've demonized gun shows. What they're playing on is the little mom and pop over here that have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 maybe antique firearms and are selling their little badges and their, you know, World War II memorabilia and all these things. It's legal to sell those things. And, of course, people who have a gun for sale that go to a gun show to either trade that gun or sell that gun, that's where people of like mind meet. And it is not illegal to sell private property to someone else. It is illegal to sell that private property to someone who is not allowed to have it. There are bad people who break the law and make it bad for everybody else, but it is very few and far between when you consider the mass millions of dollars exchanged lawfully at gun shows through federal firearms license dealers. Am I missing something?
No, you're not missing anything. There, like you said earlier, there is no loophole.
So when we saw loophole in this confiscatory statement, and that's what it was. You see, Lee, as you know, every once in a while they slip and they let their true agenda come out. In this case, I think they certainly did. As gun owners who have heard this word loophole so many times, because now it's being used as what? Background checks, right?
Yeah. It raises the hackles. It's like a red light going off.
It better raise the hackles, and it better, the red light better go on, and it better go on very bright. When we hear words like that and we know what they already mean, we can put two and two together. We can make five out of the equation, right?
It's sure, it signals their intent. That's what it does. Loophole definitely signals their intent and where they're going.
In this case, intent being what? Could they, or is there really a fear of confiscation in this country? They say, do you think the government's really going to come and take your guns?
It's something you can't overlook it.
If we did overlook it, what do you think Holder and Obama would quite possibly take advantage of that?
I do. I think it demands scrutiny.
When Feinstein, what did you think when you heard Feinstein say back in the 90s, Mr. and Mrs. America, if I could have done it, if I had 51 votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
We were close, and we've been close a few times since then.
Most recently being right after Newtown.
Yeah.
When she started getting a little bit, of course, the mainstream press. We're going to talk about the mainstream mess. I like that. See, little Freudian.
That's a good Freudian.
The mainstream mess. We're going to talk about the mainstream press. You wrote a column this week before we go to this break that was picked up nationally about the Bloombergians, is what David Kodria calls them. I love it. The Bloombergians, who are now putting together a symposium for journalists to explain for them gun violence in this country from the Bloombergian perspective. That should scare everybody, shouldn't it, Lee?
It should. It's terrifying.
Go ahead and take us out into the break, brother.
This is Lee. I'm Williams, the gun writer in Sarasota. I'm with Mark Walters. You pick us back up in 30 seconds.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Armed American Radio continues after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
And to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
I've seen stuff they put inside. Stretch Armstrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be hanging out with Mark tomorrow in Vegas through Wednesday. And that's great. That's multi-platinum country recording artist Mark Wills. And those of you listening on the internet are getting a delay, and I come in later, yet you can hear the lyrics. That's okay. That you get to hear Mark and me with the same name. That's cool stuff. I'm a better singer than he is anyway. I'm just not multi-platinum yet.
All right.
Sean Young in Dallas, Texas. How you doing, man?
Nah. There's a reason why he it has sold records. What record have you sold?
He chose to go that way. I just chose not to utilize my talents and take him in that direction. You know?
Yeah, I see. You can say what you want to.
All right. Just for fun. Hey, listen, tweet us live right now while we're on the air at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio. And I told you we'll read some of your tweets. Todd says, why don't the gun grabbers understand that the Second Amendment is an individual right like the rest of the Bill of Rights? Lee Williams, care to answer that?
I can't figure out what the gun grabbers, how they look at the Second Amendment. I've tried. I'm always wrong. I'm going to let your audience worry about that.
You know, it's tough to wrap your head around
how they
think. It's very difficult to wrap your head around how they think. I've had conversations with many of them, including one individual who was shot at Virginia Tech and survived. And his response is, guns are not the answer, Mark. And I said, he just that's his response. It's a knee-jerk reaction, and you have to wonder whether they actually believe some of this. Here's my the best answer to that, because the Constitution to these people, Todd, is a living, changing document of which some parts, particularly the Second Amendment in this case, are antiquated. They know better than you do, and it's time for that to go away. In fact, we had a Leah Supreme Court justice recently suggest that some parts of the Constitution, including the Second Amendment, need to be rewritten.
And they took an oath to uphold the Constitution.
Isn't that something else,
yeah,
man? It's absolutely crazy. Well, we got Reg. It says, upper 50s in Nebraska, great day to shoot outside. We don't discriminate. All calibers welcome. Reg, love it. Keep the tweets coming at AAR Radio, and we'll listen to we'll read them live on the air. Sean, go ahead.
I can tell you why they want this Second Amendment gone.
Go ahead.
They want us like France and England.
Of course, there's the power, but there's also the power grab. You've got the Bloombergians. I like David's assessment there. We'll call him that. The Bloombergians, for example, who know damn good and well what they're doing, and what they're doing is taking power away from you because they know that your right to bear arms takes power away from them. These are the people that want you disarmed for very nefarious reasons. They just won't tell you that. Every once in a while they slip, Lee. Every once in a while they slip, like the White House spokesperson did, telling you about the confiscation of your money and how they know better what to do with your funds. And that should frighten you. That should frighten everybody. It scares me. Lee, does that scare you?
It does scare me, but they do slip.
They do it from time to time. They do. It'd be fun to watch them slip too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I've fallen and I can't get up. I can't get up. The Gun Writer. Give us the website, Lee.
TheGunWriter.com. TheGunWriter.com.
And that takes you to your blog.
Directly to the blog.
In that blog, right, going straight down here, one of these you wrote on Wednesday, January 14th at 6:59 a.m. You were up early. This must have angered you.
It did.
That's when it was published. You were up early writing this stuff.
I was writing it in my head at 4 a.m.
Bloomberg Group spent $48,000 on gun violence training for journalists. Take it away.
Well, my colleagues in the newsroom pretty much, they're getting used to having a gun writer in their midst. And anything having to do with guns, they'll send over. And one of them was invited recently to a workshop sponsored by the DART Center, which is based in Phoenix. And they're affiliated with Columbia Journalism School, which is huge. If you're in journalism, that is the mother of all journalism training programs. And they were announcing a two-day workshop where reporters will be taught how to cover guns and quote-unquote gun violence. There were even $350 stipends available to help defray travel and lodging costs. And there at the very bottom of the press release was this little itty-bitty note that said, this workshop is being made possible by a generous grant from Everytown for Gun Safety. And when I read that, it was like I was struck in the chest with a .338 Lapua. I honestly couldn't believe it. I thought my colleagues had manufactured some type of joke for a second.
Well, it's unfortunately not a joke. This is more Bloomberg money that is being spent in. Look, these are very patient people. These are people that are willing to wait decades to see their agenda come to fruition. We all know that. They've as much as admitted that. When you have every town for gun safety, let's keep in mind, this is the same group that used corporate terror tactics to terrorize American corporations into banning firearms, or attempting to get companies to ban firearms on their premises because they can't get their agenda passed legislatively, correct?
Exactly. And they're so biased. In journalism, you have to be completely aware of that bias. You have to be upfront about it. It would be like having Planned Parenthood teach journalists how to cover abortion issues, or having the Democrat or the Republican Party teach reporters how to do campaign coverage. There's a huge conflict of interest. And in journalism, if it looks like there could be, if there's a possibility of a conflict of interest, there's a conflict of interest. That ethical guideline is clear. There's no wiggle room whatsoever.
In that case, then, these are the organizations who refer to, and this is what's wrong with journalism, Lee. These are the organizations, or the journalists anyway, whose immediate go-to source for information or statistics whenever they write about anything gun-related is Every Town for Gun Safety, or the Violence Policy Center, or according to the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. This is the problem with journalism, and this is exactly what Bloomberg – see, Bloomberg's very intelligent. You don't make $30 billion in your lifetime if you don't know what the hell you're doing. This guy knows that by manipulating the media, he can control the message, and if he controls the message, he can control the masses. Is that conspiratorial thinking? Am I out in left field, or does he know what he's doing here?
No, you're not out in left field. He knows exactly what he's doing. I pressed the organizers for the names of those who were going to be presenting, and they wouldn't provide any. They said the list is still being finalized, but it consists of researchers, clinicians, journalists, and survivors. Nowhere is there any mention of anyone coming from the firearms industry or the NRA, which has been doing firearms training for about 143 years, or the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which used to, years ago, provide some very open, moderate training for journalists. So I don't know who's going to be presenting. I know that the Bloomberg Group gave them $48,000 to conduct this seminar. After the story was published, it went national, and I was contacted by their executive director, Bruce Shapiro. And he wouldn't talk to me, but he sent me a series of emails where he's basically said they're going to take Bloomberg's money, but not his influence. But
did you laugh when he said that, or
yeah,
did you buy it?
I didn't. It's ludicrous. I mean, this thing should have been canceled. Everytown's check should have been sent back. It's a huge conflict of interest. And Michael Bain, in his column his blog about this, said that anybody who attends this is a whore. And I'm using his word. If FCC wasn't regulating my thoughts and my comments, I would probably use some words that would be a little bit stronger.
Believe me, I probably have off air. In fact, we probably have in conversations amongst ourselves privately while we were discussing this program. And I appreciate your consideration regarding FCC regulation. I got to go a step farther here. And that is, why Arizona? Why is this being held in Arizona? You just heard Sean say we've got 30 seconds, so I'll let you take that up to the break, and then I'll lead us out. Why Arizona?
That's where this DART center is located, and that's gun country.
And they couldn't have chosen somewhere else?
They could have held it anywhere. I don't know why they chose there. I think that's the group that got the grant, from what I'm told.
Okay. And you got to wonder why, and you got to wonder if the location of Arizona is suspect in and of itself. We know from the push and the passage of I-594 that the intent of the Bloombergians is to go into some gun states, manipulate the media, control the message, control the masses, lie, get you to do what they want, and then use that as a mandate at the federal level. Why Arizona? You have to ask yourself that question. We come back more with Lee Williams, the gun writer, at AAR Radio. Give us your thoughts. We'll read them online. We'll read them out loud. We'll be back right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double action, single action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp, user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Ooh, man, we go from some AC/DC to Mark Wills. You know who that is, Lee?
Let's go back to AC/DC.
No, wait, hold on a second, man. That's Earl Scruggs. That's the man right there. That is the man. Now, I have to make an announcement here on Armed American Radio. I was getting ready to send a tweet out to make sure that Shannon Watts at Everytown was following us, and I can officially tell Armed American Radio fans across the country that I have been blocked from following Shannon Watts and viewing Shannon Watts' tweets, which is mission accomplished. You see, these people, they don't want you there. So they have officially blocked Armed American Radio and me personally, Mark Walters, from following and viewing Shannon R. Watts at Everytown for gun safety. So congratulations to me.
That's like a Pulitzer or a Peabody.
I guess I must not be doing my job right because she won't block me at all. I've tried my best.
It didn't take me long to get blocked. I went to tweet her to make sure she was listening to Armed American Radio today. She's quite active on the Twitter feed, and I have officially been blocked. You are blocked from following at Shannon R. Watts and viewing at Shannon R. Watts tweets. Learn more. I don't need to learn more. I know everything I need to know. Shannon Watts is a liar. Every Town for Gun Safety is a shill group. It is a Bloomberg front group. And I guess I'm proud of that fact, so congratulations to me. Lee, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here again, Mark.
I don't know where to go. We have so much, but we have so much time together. That's the nice part about it. Coming up in the next hour, let's go ahead and tease that briefly. Armed American Radio contributor Amber Cuno will be here, and she, Lee, as we talked about earlier today off air, will be telling us the story of the young lady who is the pizza delivery driver for Papa John's. You know this story.
Great story in that it worked out great for her, and she's keeping her job, she's keeping her employment, and she successfully defended herself.
She did. She carried a lawfully owned firearm, lawfully concealed firearm, as a pizza delivery girl for Papa John's. It is against company policy to do so, and Papa John's is standing by her when she was set up with a delivery, and there was an attempted robbery, and she was actually physically assaulted and was able to get to her firearm and end that assault against her. Amber will tell us about that and give us the female perspective on that. It's so important. You know, I used to deliver pizzas when I was in college, like millions of other kids did and do to this day. And I, although I can't prove it, I remember getting a delivery to an address. And I hate to admit this, but this was in the days long before GPSs and cell phones and everything else, where we actually had to look at a map to figure out where we were going. And I followed a map out, and it wound up going way out to some electrical towers. And there was nothing out there. I saw some headlights in the distance, and I skedaddled and got the heck out of Dodge quick. But it was pretty clear to me that it was a setup. I was about 19 years old, and it was deep in the hills of Virginia where that Earl Scruggs is. Really good stuff. But do you begrudge her?
No, not right? at all. Not at all. I mean, it's an old saying, but it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I would begrudge Papa John's policy that prohibits their employees from defending themselves, right. But I'm sure she's going to get maybe a letter of reprimand or some type of verbal admonishment for carrying a firearm. But the point is, she's here to receive that.
You know, and I'm not so sure a letter of reprimand from Papa John's is really going to do significant damage to her future. However,
it's not going to be on her permanent record.
Good for her for getting it anyway. Yeah. So, Sean, you want to check those mics, make sure we're not coming in too hot, just to be on the safe side. Okay, just between the studios. Thank you. All right, Lee, let's continue with where we're at, because I want to segue with Amber on that about something that we mentioned earlier in the hour, and that was the Every Town for Gun Safety that has blocked me, you know, with corporate terror and going after these companies. And we'll tie that together. Wait, why the companies do what they do, yet they don't ban guns. And I'll explain what I'm talking about later. Lee, more about the Bloomberg Group quickly.
Well, once
we asked about Arizona, go ahead.
Once the story blossomed, it was interesting who picked it up and who didn't. It was highly covered by the Washington Times, by NRA, by all the pro-gun sites. S.E. Cupp wrote a nice editorial about it for the New York Daily News. There was no mention of this in any of the so-called mainstream media. It was all the more conservative groups and websites that picked it up. Like, almost as if they didn't want it known that this group had done this, even though clearly the DART Center, the organizer of this workshop, had taken data from Everytown and used it in their initial release. Mm-hmm, they've got numbers that have been since debunked. They said nearly 100 school shootings have taken place since Sandy Hook. That number has been shot down. But it was like nobody wanted to pick it up other than us. We ran with it, as did a lot of the conservative groups.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I think it was our friend Katie Pavlich over at Fox. I think I saw something about her. Maybe she penned something over at Town Hall. Maybe she did. I may be wrong. I did see quite a few stories about it. We just got another tweet here. And I ask you if you want to tweet us on the air. We'll read your tweets as they come in. At AAR Radio, we get one from Legal Immigrant Worker that says, "Isn't Watts's actual last name something else?" Now I'll have to research that and see exactly what it is they're referring to.
News to me, but intriguing.
It is intriguing, and I have a funny feeling I know where they might be going with that, but I'll leave that one alone. Let me go back into it and take another one here. We got another tweet. Simply Nader says, "Good day of shooting," and forwards a photograph of three of his rifles, one of them an AR platform, and two large capacity, I love that, large high capacity magazines, when in fact those are really standard capacity. Lee, you get the terminology down, right? When people visit the gun, right? Do they get the right terminology?
Yes, we don't use assault weapon. We don't use large capacity, high capacity. It's just standard mag. It comes with a 30-round mag. That's the way they were intended.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's go back a little bit further into some of the other stories that you've written. I love reading some of your stuff. Here's one. I'll be co-hosting Armed American Radio today. That's great. League Not Behind failed bid to stop suppressor hunting. Something going on down there in Florida about suppressors and hunting? What's up with that?
We became the 39th state that allows hunters to use suppressors, which makes perfect sense. And our League of Women Voters of Florida has, or some of their members have, taken action to try and stop that. But that judge just booted that out. Basically, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission regulates all hunting down here, and it was their restriction that had been on the books since 1933 that prohibited hunters from using suppressors. Well, FWC lifted that restriction, and the League of Women Voters members sued to try and get them to put that back on, although that didn't go very far. It just makes sense. It's a good safety device. They should be on all firearms. It's like why we have mufflers on our cars and on our lawnmowers.
Oh, but wait a minute. Maybe we'll all become mafia hitmen if we have those auto guns.
Yeah.
Again, this goes back to the cosmetics that Dianne Feinstein likes to tout. You know, the pistol grip, if it has a pistol grip, somehow the ballistics of the gun change. If it has a, like you said, if it has a suppressor on it, somehow the gun becomes more evil rather than just a little bit quieter. And we've come to the end of this hour. Lee Williams, the gun writer, joins me here on the Armed American Radio Network. Lee, you having fun down there in the studio?
I am having too much fun for words, Mark.
I'm jealous you're in my hometown and in my home studio down there. But we're going to bring you back in the next hour. We'll be talking with Amber Cuno coming up in the next hour. Some women's issues, predominantly the Pizza Hut story or the Papa John's story. And the young woman who defended her life with a firearm. We'll get some of Amber's insight. Remember, the SHOT Show. I'll be heading there tomorrow to Vegas. Come by the Crossbreed Holster booth, the USCCA booth. Come say hi to me. I'll be there through Thursday at the SHOT Show. Remember, I tell you every week to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why in the world would you go around defenseless without your club? I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be back with Lee Williams right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in the heat. Tell it to me by the
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.